Often we find ourselves journaling, writing from the mind. The connection between that which we're writing is between the head and the hand. Whenever our feeling state is left out, it leads to a subpar experience. I can never really be sure this is true for us. So we're going to do a journaling exercise now. What I want you to write about is a most recent or common situation that triggers you. Shouldn't be something that you go into a panic attack about, but just something that triggers you. And as you write, pay fullest attention to how it makes you feel. Notice where in your body sensations arise. No need to analyze or judge, just to write your experience. And notice the sensations in your body. I'll do that for a few minutes. One more minute. Few more seconds. All right. So putting your pen and paper down, finding a comfortable position. With your eyes and mouth closed, I'm going to ask you a series of questions. And you can answer them silently to yourselves. Again, there's no need to judge. No need to resist your feelings. We're just going to observe. So bringing all your attention on the spot that you feel activated the most, where you felt your trigger from journaling. Notice this area and answer the following questions. Is it a broad simmering sensation or more of a pinpoint concentrated one? You can answer silently to yourself. Does the appearance seem fluffy or more dense or something in between? What are the boundaries of this sensation? Can you see the edges? Is the shape three-dimensional? Can you look around the sides? Or is it more flat? Does this energy have a certain shape? Perhaps it's round or oval. Could be a square, a rectangle, or a pyramid. Now zoom in and see how close you can get to the surface. If it's too uncomfortable, you can always back up. Just find that edge where you can comfortably observe the shape, the energy. And just observe, just notice. Notice any changes in shape, size, intensity. Is there a color that comes to you? Perhaps it's dark or light. Perhaps it's solid or more gradient. Just observe. Now look closely at the surface. See if you can identify any texture. Perhaps it's flat or jagged or cratery or bubbly. No action is needed. Just observe. Now scan the surface of this energy, part by part, bit by bit, and cover the entire surface on all sides, from above and below. And as you scan the surface, notice if there's any spot that calls out to you. Perhaps it's lighter or deeper, or there's an opening. Now move in closer to the surface and see if you can touch it, tap it. If not, you can always back up. Touch it, tap it all across the surface. Noticing any changes in shape or color or density. Now see if you can penetrate this energy, if it lets you in. Perhaps you can poke it or move right into it. Keep observing, keep noticing. Whether you're inside of it or outside of it, ask this energy what its purpose is. what it is here to tell you. You can thank the energy. It's been part of you for a long time, perhaps. But now it's time to go. It is no longer needed. Ask the energy how it would like to leave you. Perhaps it wants to dissolve or melt away. Perhaps it wants to leave through an opening that you can create for it. Perhaps the energy wants to transmute to something else. Like love or compassion. Or acceptance. Or self-worth. Accompany the energy in its transformation. Whether it leaves you or transmutes into light. Notice what it feels like as the energy dissolves. Perhaps a feeling of lightness, of relief, or space. Now zoom out and observe the space where the energy used to be. What do you see there now? What do you want to invite into that space? You can invite anything you want. Perhaps peace, harmony, self-love, self-acceptance, Feel yourself full of this healing energy. This bright energy. Visualize it expanding into all the other parts of your body. From the top of your head, down to the tips of your toes. Washing away any darkness, any stuckness. Any unconsciousness. Whenever you feel ready, gently blink open your eyes. Notice your environment. Notice yourself in your environment. Notice your peace. Notice your presence. Notice your stillness. Stillness is not the absence of sound. It is the presence of consciousness.